right. There's nothing we love more than sharing good stories about innovative New Zealand farming businesses here on Rex. Bioactive Soils certainly falls under that umbrella, encouraging non-toxic farming using innovative cutting-edge biotechnology. And the General Manager of Bioactive Soils is Stephen Ellison, and he joins us now to tell us how they do it. Stephen, good morning. Welcome onto the show.
Oh, hi, Hamish.
Thank you for joining us. Let's cut to the chase. You take fish and seaweed and turn it into a solid on-farm fertiliser.
Yes, we do. We probably manufacture about 23,000 tonne of that a year. And basically what it breaks it down is the soil biology. So we then convert all these little guys and it goes back onto farm and unlocks a lot of the minerals that are sitting on farms locked up. It's pretty exciting. It's taken a decade to get here. We've certainly had a lot of failures to get to this point. But it's returning to the farmers. It's more than just feel good. It's actually making the farmers a lot of money.
Where do you gather all your fish waste and seaweed from?
Southern Ocean is the biggest resource, but we take it right up the Canterbury coast as well. And we've got about 18 different fishing companies that use us. The seaweed just comes in as a byproduct, and that's a beautiful product too. But we use the biology to break it all down and make it plant available.
Okay, what are the fertiliser products bioactive soils produce?
Yep, that's a bit of a hot topic at the moment as far as N use. We do a BioBoost, which reduces the amount of N, units of N onto dairy farms and that. It reduces it by about 70 to 80%. And we still run the dairy farm and it outperforms and it reduces vet bills to what they're used to doing. They kind of think we're pretty exciting. We have BioPest, which fortifies the roots that don't allow any, it tears apart any grass grub or piranha or clover root weevil, cutworms, whatever. And that's the way nature intended it. We actually really strengthen the roots. We have crops, everything. We add the NPK, yes, the NPK is friendly each time we do it. But yeah, it's a new age out in the ag sector, and we can't kind of keep up with inquiry, but we do the best we can.
I suppose if you mentioned piranha and grass grub, etc., this last season, it's been devastating around a lot of farms. What's the main act? Why is it so good against them?
The microorganism, the biomass, the good guys, they rely on the roots as their host. And there's a whole lot of them, the pathogenic fungi. I could rattle them all off.
Yeah.
Now, what they do is they're fearsome protectors of the roots because that's their host. And if you ever get a grass grub or a weevil or anything comes in, they tear them apart. They just don't allow them to get traction. That's one of their party tricks. And we can tidy things up within 3 to 4 weeks without chemical. Trouble is when you use chemical, you kill everything else, and it creates an environment where grass grub and piranha will just get you again in another year or 6 months.
Okay. How would you describe Bioactive Soils philosophy?
It reflects our core values. Our intent at Bioactive Soils is to help the farmer meet their environmental and production challenges, and working with their water and governmental restrictions. We want the farmers to do better. That's all. Like, if you want to describe what it is we achieve, we grow grass or crops. The difference to what they're getting is we raise the nutrient value, the nutrient density, which highlights when we do crops. So what that means is the animals don't have to eat as much to get a full stomach, and it's more digestible. We measure that. We have ways of measuring all that and can show the farmers that.
Yep, good stuff. Good.
Yep.
Okay. Carry on there, Steve. Sorry. Yep.
Basically, if you want to describe what we are, we know what chemical fertilisers are. We're the living alternative to that. We're biological fertilisers. So the plants rely on the living side 10 times more than just the roots do. So when you open that door, there's things that happen that farmers never even dreamt possible. We work with key farmers, the high-performing farmers, the proactive ones. They're the ones that are really jumping on board with this whole thing.
Okay.
Yeah, I was going to say, Hamish, if it did nothing else but got rid of a piranha and grass grub, it's a good starting point, isn't it, Steve?
Oh, it is. And the farmers always have to get their head around that because they're used to chemical. And how can all these living things actually achieve that? And we just take the gift. And when we're digging to show them, the odd one we find is covered in this and they're dead anyway. Or they come up to the surface to die because it's just not an environment for them. There's still grass grub and prion around, but it'll be on the neighbours, not on their farm.
Yeah. Fantastic.
So how many applications per annum would you have to be in to get your farm safe from those little predators?
Yeah, that's a good question. It's got a lot to do with how the farm's being treated. If we're going to be involved, we prefer them to come onto our system because if they do the other, it's a bad business plan. They're just undoing all the goodness. One will cut it. If it's in an area that's quite dry, which they seem to love, or bony, sometimes two or three. But every time any of our fertilizer goes on, it has that inoculation with it. So we're always adding it in just as a preventative. And it mostly comes in through the seaweed that we do. We breed it up with that. As a preventative, it's going on all the time. Every time we dress the farm, it's in there.
Okay, best place to get a hold of your product, your bioactive soils product?
Yeah, it's website will pick it up. Phone number for me is 021-77-9919, 021-77-9919. We probably could do another 25 farms in Canterbury, average dairy size farms, but other than that, that's probably we're getting to our maxing out to limit at the moment.
Yep. Rightio, good stuff. Brilliant to chat. Great sounding product there out of Bioactive Soils. And that was Stephen Ellison, Bioactive Soils General Manager. If you're in the Canterbury region there, type in the word bioactive and you'll get directed to the website there and you can find out more. Rightio, coming up next, it will be Ag Weather with AFCO and our man, Richard Green.